The start of a new academic year is a time of many beginnings, but few are more significant than the opening of a new school. That's what Chip Romer is presiding over as director of Credo High School in Rohnert Park.
That means I believe in Latin, and we thought it was a really good conversation starter. All the enrolling students have to write an essay about what they believe, and it's really a provocative question to ask a 14-year-old.
Credo is a public charter school that has been developed to extend the principles of Waldorf education to 9th through 12th grade students from all over Sonoma County.
Here in the North Bay, we have the most intensive collection of Waldorf schools of anywhere in the world. We have 3 private Waldorf schools and 6 public K-8 Waldorf schools. I was the founder of one of those schools in Sonoma, Woodland Star Charter School, and realized a few years in that we really needed a high school and that we had a great opportunity to have a regional high school for the graduates of so many K-8 schools.
Credo will be open to students from any school, although Romer expects that a majority will come from other Waldorf curriculums, to continue their education in that developmentally driven environment. He points to science classes as an example of the contrast.
In mainstream schools, students learn earth science as freshmen, biology as sophomores, chemistry as juniors, physics as seniors. We teach each of those 4 sciences as a lab science each of the 4 years. We recognize that a 12th grader can go to a lot more depth of learning than a 9th grader, so we want to continue to expose them to all the sciences as they mature.
Credo students will graduate qualified for admission to the UC system, Romer says. But along the way, they will also have learned a great many other things.
Students all have a semester of financial literacy where they really learn how to interface with our economy. They get CPR and first aid training and accreditation. They spend 6 weeks apprenticed to the maintenance department and learn how to maintain the campus and fix things. All the students learn blacksmithing, black and white drawing, printmaking, media arts, farming and gardening. There's a social-emotional learning course that they take and also a personal sustainability course where they really look at who they are and how they can choose to develop as individuals.
The new high school will open its doors on Monday on the campus that was formerly the Richard Crane Elementary School in Rohnert Park. That was closed by the district due to declining enrollment. In 6 years, when Credo grows to a projected 600 students, Romer hopes to have moved to a new facility that's part of the Sonoma Mountain Village project. But right now, he's gratified that the 50 incoming freshmen who will launch the new school have chosen to get in at the outset.
We wanted to enroll in class size groups of students, so 25, 50, 75, 100. I would have loved to have 75, but we have 50. So we have a unique first class. These are truly pioneering students and families who enrolled in the school without ever having visited or shadowed or seen our campus. So they were actually the true believers, and they'll make a very interesting lead class.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.